is created to serve and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. So when the human being has been created to worship Allah, created, or the person is to interact or is born
on this face of the earth, and they have to deal with the
creation all their life, from their birth as to their death. If a person is created to worship Allah and serve Allah, then it would have been thought that it could be possible that the person is created
alone on a planet or somewhere.
They don't have to deal with the creation because they have been created for serving Allah. And so there's only Allah and the servant. So only Allah exists and the servant exists, and the servant then worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we find that this is not true. Rather, we see a number which is not countable, actually, planets and stars which do not have any habitat or any inhabitants amongst the creation. They are completely bereft and without human beings, or many of them, they have no creation whatsoever from human beings or jinnat. Some of them also have creation. Allah Azza wa Jalla has created other creation as well in the universe, which even the science up to now have not discovered, but Anbiya and Awliya Salihin, they know with their mushahida and their ilmul yaqeen and aynul yaqeen that the other creation exists in the universe. And not only they know that, they also know what type of creation that is and what do they do, etc. But the question which I am trying to put to you is that when the servant is created to worship Allah, why then the servant is created amongst number of creation, not only human beings, but on this face of earth there are animals, there are birds, there are other amphibians, and there are fish in the sea, there are ants, there are all other kinds of creation. While Allah Azza wa Jal mentions that this person, this human being and jinnat particularly, they are created to worship Allah. The reality is that the person who serves the creation and deals with the creation for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person also really is serving Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is served in both ways. One is directly worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the other is through creation, meaning the fulfilling the rights of the creation and helping the creation. The person really is not helping the creation, or you may say the
creation, but the person is really fulfilling the
commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the person is really serving Allah azza wa jalla. That is why in another hadith mentioned by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, that he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrates a hadith of Qudsi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah azza wa jalla will say to people on the day of judgment that I was hungry and you did not feed me. And the servant will say, O Allah, I thought you are pure from eating. You are pure from eating and such needs. How could I feed you when you do not need any feeding? Then Allah Azawajal will say, my such and such servant was hungry, and you knew that he was hungry, and you did not help and feed him. And if you would have fed him, you would have found me as well close by. Meaning you would have found my player, and it will be thought that you have actually fed, helped actually the servant, but not really you have helped and served actually to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I was thirsty and you did not give me water. I was ill, I was sick and you did not visit me. The people will say that, oh Allah, you are free from any defect and illnesses. What are we to do with that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, my such and such servant was ill and you did not visit him. And if you would have visited him, you would have found me. So what is this hadith and the verse of the Quran, when we put them together, what are they actually telling you? That it has been never between you and creation. The real matter is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The creation is nothing in between. They also are testing you. It's Allah Azza wa Jal who is testing you through creation. If you serve them for Allah, it is as though you serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is, you may say, a pitfall which many people, especially the people who think that they are religious, they fall into. They think we are serving Allah, we are praying the prayers, we are fasting, we are doing dhikr, and that's alhamdulillah, we are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While they actually have neglected the other part of the worship, which was to do with creation, and without doing that, they could never actually get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why the Mashayikh says that when you will do finally the matter on the day of judgment, when it will come, you will be known, it will be made known for you, and you will also know that it was never between you and the creation. It was only between you and Allah. The creation was just actually in the middle to test you and to see what you do and what you do not do. So here actually comes the element of shafqat alal khalq, that why anbiya and awliya salihin, they find easier to have compassion upon creation. They find easier to overlook the faults and the wrongdoings of creation. They find easier not to have grudge and animosity against the creation, because they see the big picture, that these people, creation is nothing, but actually Allah Azza wa Jal is testing us that how we serve Him. If we serve them for Allah, we'll get actually the pleasure of Allah. If we don't serve them, we harm them in any way, then actually we will be further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when a person is created and they are made known that your Lord is Allah, they seldom people find arrogance or takabbur or towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you cannot really know that they have arrogance and they have self-likeness when it is only related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because people will prostrate in front of Allah. They will say, Allah, you are free from error and we are actually the sinners. We are the people who have wronged ourselves. They don't feel any difficulty or any hesitancy to bow down to Allah, to prostrate, to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But so, whatever is in them, it remains in them. So Allah Azza wa Jal then tests through creation, that if they are humble towards creation, then really they are humble. So that is why you see when Shaitan was directly worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had no problem of doing it. He was actually seen as a good servant by the angels because he was dealing with Allah directly. But because then no one can become arrogant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they know that Allah is the great, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer. So then Allah tested him through whom? Creation. And that creation was Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. So Allah tested him through the creation. So when, as soon as he was tested through Adam alayhi salam, immediately the true colors of the inner self actually came out. So that is why I don't, and I'm not saying from myself, know the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or Sahaba or Mashaykh, that's who we have learned from. They don't consider that person pious or religious who is good with his zikr, who is good with his prayers, who is good with his other worshipful worships with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But with the creation, he don't have good relationships. He wrongs the creation, he does zulm to them, he oppresses them, he doesn't fulfill their rights, he is always harsh with them, he is always unjust to them, he doesn't speak well with them, he, in all different ways there can be that person is violating the rights of creation. So these people should judge their worship by actually their behavior with the creation. Your state in the prayer is not really the evidence or the sign of your closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your state with the creation, when your wife actually speaks back to you, when your brother speaks back to you, when someone actually objects on you, when someone objects on your personal circumstances, personal judgment, personal decisions amongst your brothers. So really, if you want to have a good idea about your religiosity or piety, it's not to see how you pray. It is not, you won't know it, how you deal with me. Because actually, that is a different matter. Really, if you want to see yourself, you have to look at how you deal with your fellow brothers. Your wife or your husband, if your wife or your fellow brothers on the tariq or on the path, is how you deal with them, what you think about them, how you respond to them, how you speak to them. That is the real you. And that is the false you which you come to me in a very humble state or in this and that. That is falsehood. That is not real you. Nor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to look at that thing. Right? How you deal with me. Because actually that is a different matter. Really, if you want to see yourself, you have to look at how you deal with your fellow brothers. Your wife or your husband, if your wife or your fellow brothers on the tariq or on the path, is how you deal with them, what you think about them, how you respond to them, how you speak to them. That is the real you. And that is the false you which you come to me in a very humble state or in this and that. That is falsehood. That is not real you. Nor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to look at that thing of you. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ أَمَلَ. Allah does not look only. It doesn't mean He doesn't look at all. It means He doesn't look only at your outer state. وَلَاكِ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَنِيَّتِكُمْ وَأَمَالِكُمْ. In one riwayah. And He looks at your inner state. That really how you are. So obviously towards teachers, people don't disrespect them. They will pose a different pose in front of them. They will sit respectfully. They will speak respectfully. They will speak with low voice. Similarly to Rasulullah ﷺ, they will be showing honor and respect. Similarly towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But where are the real one? The real person is the one who, by which behavior, by which tone of voice you deal with your fellow brothers and sisters, actually, that is the real you. And if you are You yourself know that you are not up to the standard or you are below the very standard, then you really need seriously to look at your own self-purification so that you don't fall into the notion that you are somewhat purified and then you find on the day of judgment that that was a complete false pretension or a false mask you have been wearing, and the real you was actually much worse and much horrific, and according to that then the person will be judged. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم So it is really of no use, like if you are speaking with each other harshly or with unsuitable words, and soon as you see me or actually in my presence you completely change, that is hypocrisy, that is true hypocrisy which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking, and which the mashayikh also actually are aware. The real person are the person who you actually, in absence of the mashayikh, absence of your teachers, how you actually are behaving, how you are speaking, how you are dealing with each other. That is the real you. That is according to your that state you are going to be judged, actually. Not the state which you have brought upon you actually, just pretendingly.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك